I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about celeb pairings. Harry and Olivia, Rihanna and ASAP, Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz. We're also getting into Coachella hookups and more juicy DMs and tips. We're discussing all of this and more with digital content creator, social commentator, and podcaster Lex Nico. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Yeah?
This April, guess what?
What?
Reality TV hits a new high on Hulu.
A new high, you say?
Yeah. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, premieres on
420. Let's blues.
You guessed it. Just in time for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
That sounds pretty
intense and good.
Yeah, like really interesting.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders.
Ah, I see what they did there.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. Mark your calendar for 420 to get into the new reality series High Hopes, streaming only on Hulu.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Do You. You know, I pronounce my podcast name wrong. Everyone's like, you pronounce it wrong.
I was going to ask you this because like, so I'm Canadian. Oh. We learned French growing up and I'm like, is it not Dumois? And everyone's like, do you? And I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, so it is. You're correct. It's Dumois. But I like to say, do you, like for this, like, do mm-hmm. like you do you, you know? So I just want everyone to know, I realize I'm pronouncing it wrong. But
self-awareness is key. And you do you, girl. You do you.
Well, welcome back. And I am so happy to have my next guest here. It's Lex Nico, digital content creator, social commentator, the rundown host. You did a great job. I thought you did a fantastic job.
Thank you. It was so fun.
It's Lex Nico. Yay.
Hi. Hi, babes.
I'm so happy to be talking to you. I feel like we've been online friends for like 2 years now.
I know. I mean, you got me and probably millions of people through the pandemic. And this is something that when I speak to people about you, it's always the first thing that they say. They always write back to me. They're so nice. And listen, we were talking a little bit offline. Like sometimes people can be really dark in their comments and their DMs are just so aggressive. And I do not know how you maintain such a positive, upbeat spirit, but you do. You really do.
I hope like my friends and family hear that because they would probably disagree with you. But yes, I think
they're like, this girl's full of shit.
No, like front facing, I keep it positive. Behind the scenes, like sometimes I lose it a little, which brings me to my first sort of topic of something that's going on the Instagram account as we speak. My DMs are still blowing up. Today is Tuesday, April 19th, and I just posted that I believe I believe, not that I feel, I believe based on information that I have received that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are engaged.
Amazing. I mean, can I ask, and you probably get more of this than I do, but I do a lot of Q&As weekly and people are always like, Harry and Olivia, do you think it's for PR? And I'm like, I don't think that these two are fucking for PR. Like, look at them. They're both successful, hot, available people who cares about their age. Like, oh my God, it blows my mind that people have such an apprehension to believing that this could be real. So I'm very happy for them.
Yes, I've maintained that I don't believe that they're PR from the beginning. And I pretty much, I don't think I wavered from that this whole time. But this is what I want to say, because everyone's messaging me and they're saying, what's the proof? Who told you this? Where did you get this information from? If you've been following the account, I do not reveal my sources. And I don't fuck with certain things. I don't fuck with people's kids and I don't fuck with people's jobs. So I'm not going to be able to give you guys specifics on why I think this, but I believe it. And I've actually been saying this for a while, that they were on the path to engagement.
Yes. And also, I'm sorry, at this point, 2 years into, you know, everything that you're doing, do you really need to always prove your source? Like, how much, I actually wanted to have this conversation with you, not to take over the interview, but like, how many things have been shared with you or have you shared that have come true? And of course, there are things that haven't, but there's so much evidence that supports that if people tell you something and you believe that source and you share it to be true and confirmed, that it is true. So at this point, why are people not trusting that? At this point, essentially, when like you are the number one news source now for the Just Jareds, the Us Weeklies, the E! News, like people reference your content as fact. Come on. Like, I'm really up on my stool here. I don't know. I'm like bigging you up today, but I'm just like, how are we still having this conversation of trusting your sources?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say everything I posted has been 100% true.
Of
course. And a lot of the times I use my intuition. So with this specific piece of information, somebody told me something and I am using my intuition to choose to believe that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are either engaged or on the path to being engaged. I think they might already be engaged, but no, I don't have proof. I don't have a picture of a ring. Harry and Olivia did not group text me and announce that they're engaged.
They FaceTimed you with the ring on her phone, her finger
exactly
phone, like, her finger facing the phone.
None of that happened. But I mean, you know, I just believe the information that I received. Now, if the information I received is someone playing a joke, then, you know, I got this wrong and I'm sorry. But I, you know, the person didn't even really want me to share this information. They were just sort of telling me. And I said to them, can I share it? And, you know, I don't even know if they know I shared it. Like, I haven't heard from them.
It's out there now. I to your point, I think if it is not locked ring on finger yet, it is imminent. It's coming. Like, they seem so solid to me and really happy. And he's always gone for older women. She seems to be in a place where she really likes committed monogamous relationships. Like, they're probably at a similar maturity level based on all of the fame that they've both experienced. Like, I just don't, it all comes together and makes sense for me. And then the people that are like probably arguing with you, and I don't want to talk about this because I will get yelled at in the DMs and so will you, are the Larrys, the Larry theory people, you know, those people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I can't bring it up.
No, yeah. No, you know, some people, I think that most level-headed, you know, regular people who enjoy pop culture don't know what the Larrys are, but they are a group, they're a part of Harry Styles, I guess, stan culture.
One Direction
that believe that Harry and Louis are in a relationship. It's ridiculous. I don't even want to give it any airtime. It's like so stupid. Anyway, I just had to get the Harry Styles and Olivia information off my chest because I received so many DMs and I'm not going to put into writing, you know, anything, because you guys will take it to Twitter, you'll take it to Tumblr, you'll misinterpret it. And I can't put anything in writing. I have to speak my piece. I have to go through it emotionally. And thank you, Lex, for being here on this emotional journey.
Of course. I hope, you know what? You've got to align your chakras. I'm a woo-woo girl. I'm like, let's get you some crystals and sage. We've got to clear the air after this conversation.
No, yeah, I'm happy to have you like here as my emotional Thanks. Support human, because it's been a couple hours. Okay, let's get into the topics of the week. Oh God. Okay, I've never done this before, but I just need to clarify that statements made on this podcast have not been independently confirmed. This podcast does not claim any information published is based in fact. Okay. And why am I, after 14 episodes, reading that? Because I don't know. I feel like spilling some fucking tea.
I guess we'll never know.
Well, I feel like spilling it today. So let's talk about ASAP and Rihanna. Let me just give you all the information I have, and then you could give me the information you have, and we could talk about our opinions on the situation.
Okay. Okay. Oh my gosh.
You're nervous.
I mean, I'm not nervous. I want to talk about it. It's just like, she is my holy grail of like celebrity person. And I'm just like, I only want good things for my girl Riri. So like, let's talk about it. But if any of this is true, I will be very upset.
I am on the same page as you. I'm not talking about this to gossip badly about her, because I fucking love her. Actually, Rihanna's concert was one of, if not the best concert I've ever been to in my life. I'm a huge Rihanna fan. I just rated Fenty lip gloss number one on my list of celebrity lip glosses.
Amazing.
I don't know if you guys have read that article. It's on Pop Sugar. But so I'm not doing this to, you know, talk shit, but this is what I've heard. And it was a topic of conversation this week. So I feel like it would be remiss for us not to discuss. So someone who is a fashion influencer on Twitter posted this week that allegedly ASAP cheated on Rihanna with a shoe designer. And
yeah,
the internet went crazy. So obviously I received, you know, reactions to that piece of information. Somebody said, now this doesn't necessarily mean anything, but somebody said that they heard a rumor that while they were in Paris for Paris Fashion Week, ASAP and Rihanna were not staying in the same apartment.
Yeah, I want you to keep going, but I also want to set context here, because this person who posted this, I don't know if I can say their name, but the person that posted this had another recent little internet culture scandal a few months ago around a Bravo show in Paris. They're doing like an Emily in Paris type show in Bravo, or a Bravo Emily in Paris type reality show in Paris right now. And this girl, who's the main sort of Emily character, brought in her friends, one of them being this person. And then somewhere along the line, he was cut out of the show and went on a huge scandalous Instagram stories rant about this girl and outed her on a bunch of things. Nothing ever came of it, but I want to ground us in the fact that I feel, speaking of gut instinct, this person speaks things publicly to intentionally cause a stir and be spoken about.
Okay.
I don't know, allegedly, but that's my instinct.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I actually posted about the Emily in Paris incident.
Emily in Paris,
yes,
Bravo.
Because
thing.
It was crazy, okay, how he was going off about that, and that was sort of it sort of became an IG war between him and the people he was talking about. But regardless of that, you know, he has alleged, and he has since apologized for alleging this, but he did not take back what he said. Like, I think
yes.
I think that's important to note. He has not said it wasn't true. He just apologized for posting it. So he said that he said that ASAP cheated on Rihanna. And previously, you know, when all this came out, somebody messaged me and they said, wait, don't you remember what I told you? And, you know, this happens often. Someone will tell me something, I won't think twice about it, and then something will come out in the news and they're like, I told you so. And I said, no, doll, I don't remember what you told me. And they said the thing about ASAP and Rihanna not staying in the same apartment in Paris, and they thought that was weird at the time. So that was one piece of information that I did receive before the alleged infidelities were made public. Now,
okay.
Another piece of information that I did receive before the alleged infidelities were made public is around the beginning of April, somebody messaged me and they said that ASAP had slept with someone they know.
Okay, so not the shoe designer.
Not the shoe
this
designer.
This
is
incident.
A total separate incident. The beginning of April, ASAP slept with. I'm not going to say how they described the person because I don't want to give away the source. But yeah. ASAP slept with someone they know.
And
the person says the beginning of April. I don't know when it's going to come out, but it will soon. And then they proceeded to send me screenshots of how they knew this information, but no DMs from ASAP or anything like that. Then okay. Separately, after the allegations came out, somebody messaged me and I'm going to read you their message. I literally went to Rihanna's party with ASAP in LA right before LA shut down for COVID. There's paparazzi videos of us. I went back to his place, hooked up with him. Then he made me hide in a guest room when Rihanna came into his house.
Pardon me?
I was in his guest room, so I heard her coming in minutes after we finished. Our mutual friend literally brought my things into the room so she wouldn't know someone was there. I didn't know they were actually dating at that point, or I wouldn't have hooked up with him. But yeah, they definitely have to have some type of arrangement because anyone who knows him and his friends know that this is how they are. But yeah, had to get this off my chest. I do believe he loves her, but at the end of the day, he's just a bleep. I'm not going to say what she calls him because I don't like to use mean words towards celebrities. But this is alleged by someone in my DMs. I don't know. What do you think?
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Again, I don't want to like make excuses for anybody, but I'm like, who knows how serious they were at the time when they did have that hookup incident. That's very different than like April, right?
Correct.
Where she's almost, how far along is she? Very pregnant, like pre-pandemic versus now. But again, not justifying anything. I don't know the details. I am very much inclined to believe this. And let me tell you why. Like I've had a few incidents with artists where, first of all, to your point where like you're like, there's no DMs from him and da 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 da. Like a lot of these celebrities, like especially musicians, coordinate these hookups through their friends. Their friends will start texting the girl and setting things up and da da. It's very, very odd, but that is truly something that I've witnessed multiple times. So I am not like ignorant to the fact that the way that this all happened could have been some sort of like chain of events that does not actually have a paper trail toward ASAP. That being said, it's like, unless I know that there are unhinged people that write you that completely fabricate things, but this doesn't feel like a lie. Like she had to hide. Her friend brought her shit into the room. Like that sounds like something that could very reasonably have happened. So I don't know. I just don't see this being that elaborate of a lie. Do you feel like this person that sent you this had any reason to lie, or do you don't know? Or
no, I don't have any reason for them to believe that they would be lying. And, you know, again, this was March 2020. So.
Right. Years ago.
To your point, like him and Rihanna could have not been serious at this point. But I do think it's interesting to point out that sometimes, and I'm not claiming this with him, but there's a pattern of behavior with males. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he was doing this then, who's to say he's not doing it now?
Exactly. And I know that we all, myself included, love to believe that it's like, oh, so-and-so is dating Rihanna. Like, they would never do what they did to other girls. It's Rihanna. It's like, no, babes. Like, these men think that they can have the world and then some. Like, they just don't think it's that unbelievable that this could happen. But I will say on the other side of that conversation, like, I don't know if Rihanna, again, they might have some type of arrangement, or if things blow up and it ends up that he has been cheating and they break up, like, I think Rihanna will handle it like a bad bitch, because she's a bad bitch. Like, that's one thing I've always, always heard about her, is just like, she's the boss, you know? And of course this will be upsetting and it'll be challenging, but like, she's not letting this break her image, and this will never leave her in a bad light. And nobody is going to feel quote unquote sad for her on her own terms. She's going to come out of this like the phoenix rising from the ashes.
I agree.
I'm just like, I refuse to believe any other way.
I agree. And I also want to note that if we all know, or if we all suspect that this is happening, you better bet your ass Rihanna already knows about it. She exactly. knows exactly what he's doing. And somebody made a good point in my DMs. I think it was Marissa who said that I bet she's going to Barbados and she's going to have her baby there so her baby could have dual citizenship. And then somebody else, or maybe it was the same person, said, and then I bet she kicks him to the fucking curb.
I know, like, that's the other thing. And this is all alleged and in my own head, but, you know, being somewhat of a similar age to Rihanna, not as successful as her, obviously, but I'm like, maybe she just was ready to have a baby. Like, and what actually happens from here on out, it wasn't necessarily about having this, like, you know, societal norm family or whatever. Maybe she just wanted to have a baby. And yes, they're going to co-parent and everything's going to be good, but like, Rihanna's going to be fine.
I agree.
No matter what.
I agree.
And if he is stupid enough, if this was not on her plan, and again, in my mind, I'm like, this was her plan all along. She knows exactly what she's doing. It's Rihanna. Like, she's the most brilliant, amazing person in the world. But like, if this wasn't her plan, it's her plan now. And you better believe we're all going to eat that up with a fucking spoon. Like, I can't. I refuse.
I agree. I agree with that. I agree that we have nothing to worry about. But, you know, I just think it's interesting. Obviously, some of the fans don't like them together. So they've been sending.
Really?
Yeah. So they've been sending me shit about ASAP forever. And I'm talking about like since the beginning of their relationship. And I never knew what to believe. And I didn't post a lot of it. I think some of it fell through the cracks. And maybe I would post something that was a blind item that the fans wrote alleging that he's a bad guy. So this all coming to light, I wonder if the fans who, you know, aren't supportive of this relationship are sitting back like, I fucking told you so. I knew that he was out on the streets trifling, you know, like, I wonder if they're, and please, if you're listening, let me know if that's how you feel. But I'm just like really curious. Yeah, I've been receiving DMs about him since the beginning of their relationship. There are people out there that don't like them together and they think that he's shady, and they've been trying to, you know, send me messages about this forever. But I never know what's true and what's not. You know, when you get so,
I know.
Sometimes when you get too much of the same thing, you think it's the fans conspiring together to try to get you to believe something. So I kind of like brushed it off. So I'm sorry, guys.
Did you get like a lot? That was my other question. Like, And I know what you're saying now, that it's not necessarily a where there's smoke, there's fire thing. Cause it might be, you know, a bunch of people got on a Reddit thread and they're like, let's all go DM Dumois. Like, I just wonder, like, how much you just shared, you know, two stories. How much do you have you actually received in the last 2 years? Like hundreds, like 50? Like,
yeah, I would say,
I'm so curious.
Yeah, I would say like between 20 and 50. But what I just read you guys were DMs from, you know, from people. One was from a real account and one was from a burner. But at the beginning of the message, they did say to me, I'm sending you this message from my Finsta. My real account is, and they gave me their real account, but they just didn't want to send the message from their real account. So, totally. Which I totally get. And then they, you know, they even told me where I can find the pictures of them with him on this alleged night. And I guess if I looked for those pictures on this specific date and then looked at their Instagram, you know, I could probably connect the dots, which I didn't. You guys know I'm so fucking lazy.
No fucking time.
I'm so lazy.
You're not a detective. You're not an investigative journalist.
I need a team. Listen, if I had a team, I'd be like, okay, you guys, go on YouTube, find this video, and then tell me, you know, like... But I didn't do it. So sorry. But I, you know, like you said, the why would she lie the way it was written? And again, it was March 2020. Who knows the status of their relationship at the time? They could have been casually dating. But I just thought it was something interesting to point out. And, you know, we hope we wish the best for Rihanna. I just want to say that.
We wish the best for Rihanna. And like, again, I go back to the fact, so this is the most weird, obscure story. Okay. But I will tell you this, like my sister back in the day dated, Sean Paul's manager. Remember Sean Paul, the like reggae artist. He's like a rap singer. Yeah. Okay, great. So they were all like, you know, coming up in like the Caribbean and things like that. Like Rihanna was in that mix from a really young age. And she was, they always said this about her. Always, always, always. This was what they would say specifically. They were just like, Rihanna is a bad bitch. She's always been a bad bitch. She knew how to flirt with you and be like, oh, Sean, da, da, da. And then she would pull it all back. And like, that would be like, she knew exactly how to work a man. And that is honestly why ever since knowing that about her, I was like, teach me your ways, because that is so not how I am. But we've seen that with Leo. We've seen that with Drake. Like, I refuse to believe that whatever is happening is not out of her own puppeteering, because she is just a bad bitch. Always has been, always will be. That's my story. Praise be, Rihanna.
Praise be.
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Let's move on to the Beckham Peltz wedding. Now, I posted.
Oh, God.
Wait, let me read you what I posted and then read you something that I received after that. So somebody said Mark Anthony sang at the wedding and held a speech. The speech was the most awkward thing as he did not mention Nicola or her family at all. He then dedicated a song to Victoria and Brooklyn, which set Nicola off. Literally ran out crying and her entire family went after her. When the mom and son dance ended, Brooklyn ran directly outside. They did not come back until after the party. Nicola's acting coach and stylist were the only ones there that gave a speech for her. I don't know if that's true, but that's what they said. There was noticeable tension between Nicola and Victoria. The Beckhams didn't really interact with the Peltzes. So I posted this and people literally messaged me and they were like, that's fanfic. I was like, nobody is fucking writing fanfic about the Beckham Peltz wedding. Like, this is from somebody who knew somebody who was there. Now, in response to that, I was like, come on. After I posted that, this person sent me this message, and this person didn't even know about the initial message I posted. This is from somebody else who was at the wedding. Apparently, the Beckham parents do not like the Peltz parents and vice versa. They do not speak to each other or even acknowledge each other. There was no lovey-dovey cuteness coming from the bride and groom. In between the pictures, she would bitch and yell at Brooklyn, and they were fighting about what news pics the paparazzi and media were posting. And then they would pose for a pic and then go right back to bitching at each other. Also, no phones allowed, and Dr. Oz had to be told to put his phone away while he was in the middle of FaceTiming Donald Trump, who Daddy Peltz used to love but now hates because of some business deal gone wrong. So Trump was not invited to the wedding.
Yeah, so I knew someone that was there and they wouldn't tell me anything, even though I begged them to, but it was a no cell phones wedding. But I am sorry. I think they are a cute couple and I think that they're great. I think the stress and pressure of the wedding absolutely would have them fighting, arguing, trying to have everything be and look perfect so that in between photos, they're bickering and bitching at one another. The other thing that I will say that I think some people pointed out was like, he took her last name as his middle name, right? So when Victoria and David shared photos of themselves walking down the aisle, apparently Victoria wrote like, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Beckham, and then edited that to say, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Peltz Beckham. And so I wonder, like, again, this is me spiraling, but I'm like, she obviously not did that on purpose, but doesn't care to celebrate the fact that he took on that. And somebody obviously told her to make that edit and update. So like, there seemingly does have to be tension there, is my opinion.
And I want to say, like, I just want to say, I've never, and please don't start DMing me bad things about the Beckhams, but I've never really heard anything, have you, negative about the Beckhams. Like, I'm sure Victoria, you know, like, hello, she's Posh Spice. Like, I'm sure she has an air about her, but no one's really sent in anything terrible about her or David Beckham. I mean, David Beckham's supposed to be a lovely human. So,
yeah, I haven't heard bad things about them either. And I think like the other thing is that what I have heard about them is like their brand as the Beckhams, both Posh and David as a unit and the family, like they are all in on their brand. So they would never do anything to intentionally try and like stir that. But I'm curious if like behind closed doors at this no cell phones wedding, the press was very curated with Vogue. This was almost like a big coming out moment for them as a couple and their brand to carry on the Peltz Beckham name. Like, I wonder if behind the scenes, the pressure of all of that did get to them. And maybe people thought that just that information wouldn't come out, you know, because everything was so highly curated and polished. Like the person who went to the wedding, who was like a friend of mine, wrote and was like, and is also a publicist, by the way, wrote and was like, Vogue has the exclusive. And like, they were almost like refusing to discuss it. And like a publicist should, you know, give a little nugget of information. I saw, you know, that they had like a Wendy's food truck because her family invested in Wendy's or blah, blah. Like, so they weren't giving out anything, which leads me to believe that some shit went down.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there's definitely a lot of stress and pressure behind any wedding. So when you have these like two high profile families, like, I don't know if people know, but the Peltzes are mega like billionaires. And you know, I've heard a lot of shit about Nicola. Like, I don't really want to get into it. I think that there's probably places online where you could Google stories about her. They aren't favorable. So I
told you I had that TikTok about her wedding shoes that I posted like as an Instagram reel, because she wore those like Valentino, I think they were Valentino, like chunky wedding shoes with her dress. And I love the shoes, but with the dress, it looked kind of iffy to me. And like, so many comments on that video are just negative. But I've also heard people that have spoken to her and like, in like, you know, the entertainment world, and they've said she's lovely. Like, it's so hard. Like, people can have bad days, but I think in the context of this person saying that she's lovely, it would make sense. And where I kind of go back and forth is like, I mean, that's a one-off of her having an on day versus the many off day stories that I've had of her, heard of her, let's say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's really important to stress that you said in the context of her being lovely, mm-hmm. because I do get some reports from journalists who are like, I interviewed such and such, not Nicola, just like in general, and they were like, they were lovely. Well, obviously, you're going to put your best foot forward when you're being interviewed, and you're going to be nice to a reporter because they want you, you know, to write nice things about them. So I think it's important, the context.
1,000%. And so the person that said that she's lovely was in the context of her needing something from them. And so I think it makes sense. But again, if you go on that in story, you have the DMs, like the volume of negative things, it's all there. So do with it what
okay,
you will.
Okay, so that's a starting point. So if you want to learn more about her, tell us your TikTok handle right now.
Oh, yeah. So everything is Lex Nico, LexNiko. And it's actually, if you go on my Instagram reel, there's like a lot. Read the comment section. There's a lot going on. There's a hot debate over her shoes, but also a lot of, I found out a lot of information on her based on the comments.
Yeah.
Like the whole Trump connection and everything. Like, it's just, it's wild. But I also feel like she, and this might be an assumption, but she wants to be an actress, or she is an actress. And in marrying into this family, you know, it is her sort of like debutante or coming out as this sort of more top tier, high end celeb with the Vogue exclusive and British Vogue and everything. So like, I feel like she would want it to be perfect. But I also wouldn't be surprised if a few of those stories that came from inside, the calls that came from inside the wedding, were true, possibly embellished, but definitely true. I don't know. There's some obvious friction there. Am I crazy to think
no,
that?
No, I think that's totally logical that there would be. Have you ever seen Bates Motel? She's in that, and she's very good, actually.
No, but people keep talking about it. They're like Bates Motel Transformers. I'm like, haven't seen either of those. But Bates Motel is scary, right? I don't watch scary things.
It's not scary. It's more suspenseful, but she is, you guys, if you haven't seen Bates Motel, I think it's on Netflix or Hulu or one of them. She's pretty good in it. So, you know, I know you were saying she wants an acting career, and I thought, you know, after watching her and that, I thought she had potential, but I don't know what she's really been in that's well known since then.
Yeah, I know in the pandemic she directed, I think produced and directed her own film, so I don't know when that's coming out, but she did do that. So I'm curious to see what happens with that.
Okay, well, TBD. I mean, they do make a beautiful couple. They are pretty to look at.
I love them. I love his cooking videos. Like, I want to see more from them. So for me, it's like, let's just chalk up this wedding and move on. Like, give us something new. Keep feeding. I need them on like the J-Lo and Ben sort of caliber and wow. path. Like, I need constant touch points of Brooklyn and Nicola or Nicola.
Oh yeah. Was that,
I should learn.
Was I saying her name wrong? I was saying Nicola.
I don't know. Everybody goes back and forth. I say Nicola, but people are like, it's Nicola. So I say both.
I think it's probably,
we can't win.
No,
we can't
win. We said both. So we're not wrong. I know I was saying great. Nicola, but Nicola sounds much more chic. So it probably is that. Let's get into talking about a few different male celebrities. The first one is Trevor Noah. Everyone, including myself, or maybe it's just me, always asks if him and Minka are still together. I don't know if they are. They have not been photographed in a long time. But someone sent me a screenshot of their friend group chat from over this weekend. And I'm just going to read it to you guys because I love when you guys send me your friend group chats. They're like really funny. So I'm going to give you a dramatic reading. Somebody says, I'm at the club right now. Trevor Noah being an animal. Somebody says, no way. Then somebody says, shut up. Tell us everything. Somebody says, animal. I want to report to Demois so bad. Somebody says, what is he doing? They say, it's so dark, I can't get a pic. Fucking on this girl so hard. She's hot though. Somebody says, stop. I'm going to DM Demois this. Are they like dancing or what's he doing? And they say, please do. He's grinding with a leather bleep. I don't like to say that word. A leather bleep. Mm-hmm. She's so hot though. And they said, I'm screaming. I'm going to DM her right now. What club? And that's all that I got.
Oh my God. I mean, first of all, beautiful, dramatic. I ate that up. Second of all, like, again, no, I want to have two conversations here. Number one, like, nobody is popping off a fake group chat text chain to send something to somebody on the internet, right? Like, I'm not crazy to believe that either. This is like therapy for me. I'm like, you tell me if I'm crazy or not in my thoughts.
No, like, I get group chats like this all the time. Like, I love it.
So like, that happened. Whether they are together or not, for me, that happened allegedly for the conversation. But for me, that was real time dialogue that God sent through to you of something people saw with their own two eyes. Yes.
Correct. So I guess this now sort of puts us back on, you know, the spinning of like whether he's with Minka or not. Like, I really honestly don't know. She's been seen a lot around Brooklyn. So she's here, like she's in New York, but they haven't been papped together in so long. Listen, I just think they're a beautiful couple. He's hot. She's hot. So I just go for them so hard. I honestly probably could have cared less about Trevor Noah before I started this account, but they have like this like chokehold on me now. So I don't know. I think maybe they're not together according to this.
Maybe they're not together. He was in LA for like the Grammys. Was he the host of? Yeah. For the Vegas, excuse me. So maybe they were, I don't know, spending time apart, scheduling conflicts. She's in some DC show. I don't know if it's still on the air, but that always filmed in Toronto because I would always see her around when she was like in Toronto. But like, it doesn't sound like they're together because I don't know where this club was, but if she's in New York, is he not in LA right now?
It was in New York. The club was in New York.
Oh, it was in New York. But then didn't they also get an apartment together in New York?
Supposedly.
So wouldn't they be living together right now?
She lives in Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure. Somebody actually messaged me today and said, I don't want to say the neighborhood because, you know, I'd just like to keep that private.
Right.
But they said, Minka, and this was, you know, I haven't posted, obviously, any of this on Instagram. They just randomly messaged me and said, I think Minka Kelly lives in X because I see her in my neighborhood all the time. So if she's in Brooklyn and he's in Manhattan, maybe they don't live together anymore. Maybe they're broken up.
Anymore. Yeah. So there you go. That could be, you just did it. You did the detective work. You made that paper trail. I feel like they're not together and we haven't seen them. But you know what will happen if they are together? If we record this podcast and anybody picks up a whiff of it, they will have a little pap walk somewhere in New York and they'll be photographed, I think. I don't know. Depends.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want them to break up. I don't want them to break up.
I don't either. But if they aren't broken up and she's still hanging out with him and he's, you know, at a club grinding on a leather bleep, like, mm-hmm. I don't want that for her either. Like, this is like, I have a really hard time. And tell me how you feel about this, because you report on celebrity gossip as well. Mm-hmm. I have a really hard time morally reporting on alleged cheating, because I do think it's private and it can be embarrassing for the couple. But I've said this before, part of me hopes that the girls, because I'm always going to be on the woman's side, the girls see and hear these little pieces of gossip and it makes their red flag go up in the relationship. So how do you feel?
Absolutely. I mean, I also, even with like the Rihanna ASAP stuff, I didn't share any information about that because I was like, until a source comes out, I shared like one tweet from like Rhea from Chicks in the Office, just being like, if this is true, like, I'm going to be so mad at ASAP. Like, I didn't address any of the rumors, the shoe, the Fenty shoe designer. Like, I just left it alone because I'm like you. I'm like, I don't want to, that doesn't give me joy to report on stuff like that. But I think you're so right in like sharing that. It's like, will anybody see it and have their ears perk up to be like, oh, maybe this is something happening in my life? Or, you know, is somebody in that celebrity's camp going to share it with them that they at least, you know, get out of the situation that they're in if it's something that is surprising to them that they didn't know about? Like, I am all for girls telling girls from a place of, I want you to know this, do with it what you will. You know, I feel that way about like Khloe Kardashian a lot with Tristan Thompson. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this seems to keep happening, Coco. So like, it's out there, but do with it what you will. Respect your decisions. But again, like, it doesn't feel nice to have to talk about it. And what also feels bad is like how some people love to just like drag people when they're down. I can't stand that about what we do at all.
Oh yeah. I don't subscribe to that at all. Like, I'm a total girl's girl. And like, if you see mm-hmm. me put, like, for example, somebody asked me if Ashley Benson and G-Eazy were still together. And I posted a sighting I saw of him this weekend that I actually forgot to post yesterday. And it was him at a bar in New Orleans. And part of the sighting, at the end of the sighting, the person said, and I saw him making out with some blonde girl. Now, I love Ashley Benson. You know, I don't know the status of their relationship, but let's say they are still together and she didn't know about that. You know, like maybe now she knows, maybe. You know, and, you know, just because they're a celebrity doesn't mean they, you know, shouldn't be in the know about what's going on in their relationship.
Exactly.
And these guys are out there doing it in front of other people. So it's not like they're trying to be discreet. Like, if G-Eazy is at a bar making out with somebody, but he's dating Ashley Benson, like, that's not cool, you know? And I'd rather, you know.
I just don't know where, like, the audacity of these men and where they get off, especially in this day and age of, like, your account. I'm just like, do you think you're not gonna, like, get got? Like, you're gonna get caught. Like, what are you thinking? It's just, like, the nerve of these people drives me crazy. Also, I saw Ashley at Billie Eilish and she was with two friends and no G-Eazy in sight. And she seemed to be having a good time and in good spirits. So whatever her situation, your girl's doing good.
Yeah, I was just going to actually say that brings me back to maybe, you know, people have understandings or people are in open relationships or people are mm-hmm. in casual relationships. Like, my favorite thing is to post the definition of casual sex because, you know, not.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, because. Just because somebody's seen with somebody or somebody's papped with somebody, that doesn't mean they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They could just be in a casual relationship. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama. The kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this. Spot pet insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Oh my God. Well, remember the hot debate? I remember this was a huge hot button issue, and not to bring this up, we can keep it brief, but like Chris Evans and that younger girl, what was her name? Alma or Alba?
Alba Baptista. Alba.
And people could not grasp that maybe, even though in his press and in everything, when he's on, he says he wants a family, da da da, maybe the man was just having a little fun. Maybe it was serious. It literally doesn't matter. But like, they could not grasp that that was something that was potentially happening. I couldn't believe it. Like, certain fans are just, it makes me like, I'm in awe.
Well,
I'm like stuttering now. Like,
why didn't they believe it? Well, let me just say that I think you and I could probably spend 30 minutes discussing Chris Evans, because I know you were around for a lot of those mm-hmm. posts. And I just want to touch on this briefly, that people give me shit for posting that he had a secret girlfriend. And I just want to say, if I didn't believe it, I would never have posted about it. There was somebody emailing me information about a relationship he was in. Now, whether it was an exclusive relationship, a monogamous relationship, I don't know. But somebody was giving mm-hmm. me information. I wasn't just haphazardly going on the internet in front of hundreds of thousands of people saying that I thought Chris Evans was in a relationship. Like, somebody was giving me this information. Obviously, if I could share where it was coming from,
who it was, and the specifics
of it, I would. But they would give me specifics and ask me not to share. So I don't ever know, you know, I don't know what happened to the end of that relationship. It's obviously over and he's out and about and doing other things. Mm-hmm. But I think people thought that I was like going crazy. And do you remember what I'm talking about? The period where I was.
I remember exactly. Yeah. The secret normal Boston yes. girl girlfriend,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Trust me. I call them the Holy Trinity. I saw this on your thing. It's like Chris Evans, who I call Chris Evans, which is a long story, Sebastian Stan and Andrew Garfield. They are like the Holy Trinity of the crush list. And when I bring them up or someone brings them up in a Q&A, it is so hot button. Like, if I have an opinion, I'm like, go out and live your best life, Chris. The long thread DMs I get about, how dare you say that? Like, da da da, he would never do something like that. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're protective.
I'm sorry. They're very protective, those three.
But I did not.
There's something going on there.
Definitely Chris Evans, they're protective. Sebastian Stan, they like secretly hate for some reason. And Andrew Garfield's like a little puppy dog, so they just like protect him at all costs.
Wait, Sebastian Stan, they secretly hate?
Like, I think they like, I think that they secretly.
You can see my face right now.
I think they secretly hate him because during quarantine, he was in Mexico and he went on this little, rant on, I don't know where he posted it, but he went on a rant and then he was in Mexico and everyone thought he was a hypocrite. So that turned some people against him. But Chris Evans, I just want to say, and I'll get into this if you guys want me to, and maybe Lex can be there, maybe on a green in it mm-hmm. in a Spotify Live or another podcast episode. I did not make this up. Like, somebody was giving me specific information, and it was a real person. It wasn't through an anonymous email. It wasn't through a burner. It wasn't through, you know, a Finsta. I thought I was going crazy.
Like, this was legit.
It seemed legit, but at the same time, I also thought I was going crazy to the point where I was simultaneously DMing someone and I was saying to them, do you think this person is lying to me? Because they were emailing me. I had their email. It wasn't through Instagram.
Oh my God.
They were emailing me. I felt like I was literally on a one-way like train ticket to Crazy Town because no one saw this girl. Like, this person was giving me all this information. Nobody believed me. So, and then she disappeared because now, you know, he's been seen in Vegas, seen here, seen there, apparently with mm-hmm. Abba. Anyway, it's like a very passionate topic for me, as you could see.
I know. I mean, listen, if Chris Evans came up to me and was like, I want to go out with you, the way that I know his fans are now, I would want to do that in secret in a heartbeat. You would never, ever see us together. I would do everything in my power to make that a non-please until it was like, he wants to marry me. Like, I would be way too scared.
Yeah, maybe she was scared.
Her
friend seems scared. Like, that's like where, you know, I was getting information from somebody who knew her. Like, that she seemed scared. And I never said her name. Like, and I won't ever say her name because I don't even know. Like, it makes me crazy. And speaking of rumors and who's hooking up with who, I mm-hmm. felt like somebody was after Leonardo DiCaprio this weekend because I received some anonymous messages. Again, I want to say anonymous. I don't know if they were coming, who they were coming from, saying that they saw him making out with a young blonde model.
Okay. Is there any photos? There's evidence to back this up?
That was an email I received. And then somebody slid into my DMs. I think it looked like from a Finsta, and they said they saw him making out with some girl, allegedly, not Camilla. Now, somebody messaged me that Camilla was there, which makes me think that this person was lying. But why do you have it out for Leonardo DiCaprio? Like, that's what I want to know.
I will never understand this. First of all, it's like the man is he 50 now or nearing 50? He's definitely in his 40s. But it's like, are we really sitting here nitpicking Leonardo DiCaprio? He's finally had one girlfriend for an extended period of time. I think she might have aged out past 25, which is really big for her. Proud and happy for her. But like, if he was making out with somebody and she was there, I also, again, these celebrities are so like fast and loose. I'm like, maybe he was just making out with somebody who was her friend and like she was in on it and thought it was funny. Like, I don't know why I have this like thing to give these celebrities the benefit of the doubt, but I'm like, Leonardo DiCaprio is old and lazy. He's not two-timing on Camilla. He would just break up with her. He would just break up with her. That's his MO, you know?
But maybe also, God,
what?
I just figured something out.
Oh my God, you're scaring me.
Okay. I just did detective work. Okay, so, oh my God, these fucking girls. Did you see the video? Did you see what I posted? Somebody saying that Timothy Chalamet made out with Sarah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just figured something out.
And then there was the page six or something that she's like, that wasn't me.
Somebody messaged me saying that Sarah Talavi was seen making out with Timothy Chalamet, right? Somebody messaged me that anonymously. Mm-hmm. I posted it. People were disputing it. Page six reached out to her for a statement and made a article about it. Model Sarah Talavi addresses Timothy Chalamet rumors after Coachella. I just looked at the Leonardo DiCaprio message I got from a Finsta, spotted Leo DiCaprio at Coachella party with model Leah Talavi, her sister. They were kissing and cuddling the whole time. So these fucking sisters were trying to set me up to post mm-hmm. that one was making out with Timmy and one was making out with Leo.
Done. That's
it. I figured something out.
I'm telling you, they are 1,000%.
They were trying to spread fake news to get their name, to get a rumor started that one was making out with Timmy and one was making out with Leo. It's total lies. I just looked at this message.
Total.
Because I met, oh my God, I feel so duped, but also vindicated at the same time. So there you somebody go. Messaged me and said, spotted Leonardo DiCaprio at Coachella party with model Leah Talabi. They were kissing and cuddling the whole time. No Camilla. And they sent me a picture of Leo, but there's no one really else in it. So I messaged them and I said, do you happen to have a pic of them together making out? And they never messaged me back.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't have one.
They were setting me up. They were trying to get the rumor out there, to get their names out there. Busted. You ladies are busted.
That's it. Done. Boom. Lawyered. There we go.
Wow. I can't believe figured that out like in real time.
This is great. You're so right. That's 100% what happened.
Yeah, they both were like, let's spread a rumor that I was making out. And it worked. Look what they did. It worked.
It totally worked.
One of them
worked.
Got a headline on Page Six. And now her name is out there.
Wow.
But the whole point is I didn't figure it out until just now. I've also been
breaking news.
I've also been sick the past couple days. So I'm not 100%, but I can't believe I figured that out. Have you seen the Timothée Chalamet video of him making out with someone? This is separate. It's not Sarah.
No, this is not Sarah. This is separate and it is hot. It is PG hot. Like, we were kind of talking about it when I was watching it. And as you said, like, he looks like a good kisser there. I might like zoom in on these little videos after we get off the phone.
Girl.
He's got swag. He's got swag.
I watched that video, like, I'm not even kidding, like 4 times in a row. I was like, okay. I was like fanning myself. I was like, it's getting a little hot in here. But people think that in the video, it's Cindy Kimberly, who is a model, and she has a very large Instagram following. She goes by Wolfie Cindy. That's who they think is in the video, but whoever is in that video has not been identified. If you're wondering about this video, it's on my Instagram account. It will be saved to highlights, so you can go into highlights and watch it yourself and get all hot and bothered, because I agree with Lex.
Because we did.
I agree with Lex. It's pretty hot.
She has real like Alexa Demi vibes, but I also looked at her Instagram and she's following him. He doesn't follow anybody, but she's following him. So I bet it is her. And if it is, good for her.
They've been linked before. That's why I think it was so easy for people to look at the video and say it's her, because the girl in the video has long dark hair and so does she. But he was not making. Now I'm going on record, because that Sarah person gave Page Six a very vague quote. So I'm going to actually tag Page Six when I post this video, because I can't believe that she was trying to dupe the internet.
She was trying to dupe you. I can't believe that. I mean, that's insane.
I can't believe it.
And it kind of worked. I mean, I can believe it. Also, I just went to Wolfie's tagged photos and there is a video of her dancing in front of him at Coachella. I can also send this to you. So and she's in that white top. So I feel like it is them smooching.
Oh, then it's definitely her, because in the video of them smooching, she's wearing a white top as well. So that's who it is. So he wasn't making out with Sarah. We're on to you, girl. We know you and your sister tried to conspire and it worked. You know what? Congratulations. It worked. We're talking about you guys. So, you know.
It worked.
It did.
And you know what? It says here in the article that she is a social activist and she's very concerned with climate change. So you know what? I will plug that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll give that to her.
I like that she took the opportunity to not answer the question and talk about the climate change. So that was like good on her part. Mm-hmm. Great PR move. Great PR move. Seriously. Okay.
I know.
Well, that's all I have for this week. This hour went by so fast.
I know. Oh, my God.
Sad.
Okay. The last thing, I have to ask you a question, because this is something in preparing for this, I was like, I need to ask this. And this will be I don't have to talk ever again. But like, how does it feel that you, again, as you said, like, this is being written in Page Six, you're being quoted in all these articles. And as a source, like, you have fundamentally changed how we consume pop culture and celebrity news. Do you wake up in the morning and think like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I need to know from your mouth directly. No anon, please.
I mean, I don't look at it that way. I kind of just look at it. I mean, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think, I can't believe that something that started with literally no thought or planning behind it became this, but I don't look at it in the way that you're saying, because I still feel like I have a long way to go to be respected in certain people's eyes. And that if I did want to be a legitimate news source and sort of change the way more people are reading entertainment news, I have a long way to go. So I think I'm more amazed that this happened by accident than what than what it's you know
what actually it actually is. Like what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I mean I say it sometimes, you know, to my friends. I'm like, I can't believe that, like, one day I was like, oh, let me just post, you know, something and see which one of my followers has met celebrities, and now it's this. Like, that's like, to me, like, more crazy that, you know, I think that, I don't know, maybe the best businesses, because it is now, like, you know, it has become a business that happened by accident. And I actually have had, you know, people in finance tell me that, you know, that the best businesses happen by accident. So, you know, we'll see.
I love it. Well, we adore you and appreciate you. This has been the most fun.
Oh my God,
hour
it went by so
life.
Quick. And I thank you. I have to say that you were one of my very, very, very early supporters. So I have to say, I want to say fan. Thank you. I know I hope I've said it in the DMs. I'm sorry if you feel of like course. I haven't. But I want to say to you, you know, kind of face to face. I know my screen is off, but I want to say to you I really, really, really appreciate your support. It really means a lot to me. And it did not go unnoticed that you supported my account from the very, very early stages. So thank you so much.
I just love you. And thank you for saying that. And it always, again, as I started this, you are always there responding to people. You're so gracious in your DMs and with your time. And like, I don't know how you do it, but I am grateful that you do it. And I have so much fun every time you do. So thank you. And I will be here as, you know, until the very end.
I appreciate that. And tell everyone where they can find you on all social platforms.
Yes. Follow me everywhere at Lex Nico, LexNiko. That's, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, whatever. And I have a podcast called One Last Thing. It's like a pop culture, but also current events podcast. So a little pop culture, a little regular news. And that's where I'll be on the internet. And thank you so much for having me.
I hope we see you on E! Again, because like I said, you did an amazing job.
Time will tell.
Okay.
Maybe you'll see me somewhere else.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll follow you wherever you go to. Back at you with that.
Thank you. You're the best.
And thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.